Our sermon is actually based on the psalm for today, Psalm 118, which reads, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 118 happens to be Luther's favorite psalm. Though not part of today's assigned reading, in it you will find what Luther called his personal motto in verse 17, "I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord." Recounting the deeds of the Lord, telling stories, passing down traditions and history from generation to generation is something that has seemed to gone by the wayside. When the older generations among us pass on, we lose a wealth of wisdom and knowledge that's not easy and sometimes never replaced. It's not that many years ago, but it was before the age of iPhones, iPads, computers, TVs, even printing presses, when people gathered together in communities and told stories. This was their entertainment. But even more than that, this was their form of education. The telling of stories and the powers within shaped the way that people thought and molded their community. Picture the Israelite people in this context about 2,000 years ago. It's about 1,000 BC, and they were gathered in the tabernacle at the time of the Passover. I want you to imagine the Levites, the leaders of the temple, leading the people in song, and the people were rejoicing as they hear the words of David's psalm, Psalm 118, words of triumph. Now picture another scene, 1,000 years later, about 30 AD. This is the story from Matthew 21 that you heard at the beginning of our worship service this morning. Jesus is riding a donkey into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Now hear it to the words of this psalm. "Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it." Can you see that story from 1,000 BC? The Lord has delivered the Israelite nation from the Egyptians, saved them from slavery, sustained them in the wilderness for 40 years because of their disobedience, led them into the promised land, and raised up a great king like David to rule over them, a king after God's own heart. God was with David even as a young man, delivered him from the giant Goliath, and now from Israel's enemies as he returns to the city victorious, gates flung open wide to receive the triumphant king. Can you see the story from 30 AD? Jesus sends his disciples to borrow a colt, a foal of a donkey, for his ride up into Jerusalem. He ascends the road to the gates, and the crowds spread cloaks on the road while others cut branches and palm leaves, spread it on the road before him. All the crowds that went before and after him were shouting to open the gates, "Hosanna, the son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Hosanna in the highest. All this fulfilling what was foretold by the prophet Zechariah. Behold, your king is coming to you, humble, mounted on the donkey, a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. Can you see the story in 2023? This story is going to be a little different for each one of us. How do you prepare for Palm Sunday, for Holy Week, for Easter Sunday? The Lenten season and the series Promised Treasures has helped us to take everyday items like ashes and dust, bread, salt, water, light, wood, and yes, palms, to prepare for the coming of our Lord. Our God is mighty, mighty to save, but he is also humble. Humble enough to take the form of a servant, to be the stone that the builders rejected, to die on the cross, to be buried in a borrowed grave. This is our God in 2023. Can you see the story in 1000 BC? They ride into Jerusalem triumphant. Yet in verse 25, they cry, Hosanna, save us, we pray. O Lord, we pray, give us success. In the midst of their celebration, there is this desperate cry for deliverance, for the Lord to act on their behalf. Their community is still facing some sort of crisis, facing oppression, and Yahweh is their only source of hope. Can you see the story in 30 AD? Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Here comes our king. Help us, King Jesus. The Romans rule over us with oppression. We are a weak and helpless people. We need someone to deliver us. You are that someone. You are the Lord's Messiah coming in his name. Save us. Help us be a mighty people once again. Can you see the story in 2023? Lord, we're oppressed by our sin. Immorality is running rampant. Crime is everywhere. Politicians are blaming each other. And as the country music prophet Charlie Daniels once sang, interest is up and the stock market's down, and you only get mugged if you go downtown. And nowhere were the effects of sin felt more than last Monday in the Covenant School shooting in Nashville. 3 children and 3 adults were shot by a transgender person. So much pain, so much hurt for the parents, for the children, for the school, for the first responders. The surrounding communities reached out in love to them, showing their support. And yet there was so much hate and so much ignorance spewed on social media, celebrating that young woman's death because she was transgender. Hosanna, save us. Save us now in 2023. Save us, the one who comes in the name of the Lord. 30 AD, 4/2023. You have heard the stories, but can you see the story? In 1000 BC, Israel under King David was celebrating returning home from victory, fully knowing that the war wasn't over. They were still facing a crisis of unknown proportions, crying out to God for deliverance. But they had confidence in their God, singing, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. In 30 AD, thousands of people are streaming into Jerusalem for Passover week. Jesus is here. He is coming into his kingdom. And what a week it will be for Jesus. With Jesus is on the scene, turning over tables in the temple, brilliantly silencing his opponents, giving his church the sacrament of his body and his blood. 1 week eventful enough to fill almost 1/3 of the Gospels, 40% of John. Can you see the story? And this week is Holy Week. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday, 2023. We start by waving palm branches, celebrating our King's victorious entrance into Jerusalem. And in just a few days, it'll be Maundy Thursday, when Christ instituted the Lord's Supper. Then Good Friday, when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. The empty tomb and the resurrection on Easter Sunday, signaling God's acceptance of his sacrifice. This is the high point of the church year. This is what we are so eager to celebrate. Can you see it? This is what it means. This is what it means. This is the means that releases all that oppresses us from the immorality, the crime, the politics, the stock market, the muggings, and yes, even school shootings. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is all the Lord's doing. This is the thing that is marvelous in our eyes in 2023. Jesus' death on the cross is the reason that God has indeed delivered us from all that oppresses us. Can you see the story? And if you're still not sure, let me help you. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is our story. You've heard the stories, and now it's time for us to tell it. We need to spend a little more time storytelling. Yes, we may do a little bit of it with our children and our grandchildren, but we need to do more, a lot more. Let us tell them all that our God has done for us as we reflect on the Passion. Let us tell them all that our God has done, even as he tells the story through our lives. Let us be a living storybook of God's love to our children and to the world. And to God be the glory. Amen.